is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Except I know a none of y'all are yawning right now. It is shortly after 10 a.m. I've heard the news. Parliament has been dissolved. What a morning, what a morning. It is Thursday, the 19th of August, 2021, and you are on the clock with Aaron Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Today's show is brought to you by the Department of Inland Revenue. Before we get into the show, I have a quick message about the Employment Incentive Program. Did you know that VAT-registered businesses who are tax-compliant are eligible to participate in the government's employment incentive program and can receive up to $400 per week in tax credit for up to 10 new full-time employees. Visit atlas.revenue.gov.bs to apply. This offer is valid until December 31st, 2021. This message is brought to you by the Department of Inland Revenue. And I have another important message. It's just been announced that the Prime Minister will address the nation today at 11 a.m. And you can watch live on Facebook at the page of the Office of the Prime Minister. And I'm sure media houses, Guardian, tune into Guardian, they will be covering it. Tune in to my show, they'll be covering it. We'll be covering it. Oh, and tune in now. Right now.
Right after you.
Oh, yeah, right after me. So don't go nowhere. Stay tuned. Because there's plenty explaining to do. And I don't mean that in a facetious or a bad way, you know. It's plenty explaining to do. And this is our time now, citizens. We are obligated in this moment to pay attention. We are obligated to listen. We are obligated to hear what is being said and to reason through it. And determine if it makes sense. And then determine where we're going from there. It's very important. Let me repeat. The Prime Minister will be addressing the nation at 11 a.m. today, this morning, Thursday, the 19th of August. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio where you can hear that address. Well, what a morning, what a morning. The House has been dissolved less than 24 hours. Well, roughly 24 hours after the initial proroguing, and we don't even know when, like if it was officially prorogued at the 9:30 reading proclamation or if it was officially prorogued at the 2 p.m. proclamation. But that's sort of an aside. So here's what we're going to do this morning. I had a guest lined up to talk about some recent things in the news, including environmentalists ending their campaign for judicial review in the oil drilling case. And then Lighthouse Point has submitted or released their EIA. And I'd invited Dr. Ansolino Davis to discuss that with me briefly this morning before he went to the Bahamas National Trust Environmental Education, I think, symposium and conference. Right, which has been happening this week, which is fascinating because it is a conference for teachers, I think teachers and parents, to build science-based and environment-based curricula. Since yesterday we had been talking a bit about education, I thought, what a wonderful time. But he had to go because he's presenting today at the conference. So here's what we're doing. We're opening up the line. The call numbers are 323-6232, 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. And the text line is 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. And that's powered by BTC standard text rates apply. Call in, text in, tell me, what do you think? Why do you think this happened? Did you think that they were coming back today to dissolve the House after it being prorogued yesterday? Do you think they were supposed to prorogue the House and dissolve the House yesterday and they made a mistake? Somebody tell me yesterday, there was a whole lot of resigning that was supposed to take place yesterday, and I didn't talk about much of it. And they suggested that maybe the Attorney General should resign for not knowing the difference between proroguing and dissolution. We will see, we will see. I see I got Arlington, I got some callers on the line. Let's go to the phone line. Caller, you are on the clock.
Pleasant. Good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning.
I think the Bahamian people just breathed a sigh of relief this morning.
Yeah?
You think that was what you call inhale or exhale?
Boy, I don't know. I still holding my breath.
I think we was tight. Are we sure it dissolved? Or they might come back this evening or tomorrow morning and say they made a mistake.
This is it.
But I don't understand. In my 70 years on this earth,
mm-hmm.
This is the first time I ever see something like this happening. I mean, why would you come yesterday, prorogue the House, where the Speaker said, you got a house outside in the park anyway. Yeah, but Mr. Booty said, y'all don't believe you can do it, follow me. And he had the damn thing out in the yard. But what I don't understand, you could come and prorogue the House yesterday. Give us a little sigh of relief, you prorogue the House. Then the following day, 10 o'clock the next morning, you bring the commissioner back again with other letters. We had done see from around 5 o'clock this morning. I had a copy of both of them letters. What only the governor general, the prime minister, and commissioner believe supposed to see, right?
But Sparky, pause right there. I figured after all that happened yesterday, when I saw these two letters, I figured maybe somebody in the Ministry of National Security is trying to figure out where the leak is in cabinet.
The leak always in cabinet. I mean, it must be 5 o'clock this morning.
Well, I mean, no, the leak is always at PMH. Sometimes, right?
Okay. Oh, you mean that leak up on the second floor?
No, but I'm right. I figured that this was an attempt to determine how the information is getting out. I certainly did not believe this was real. And so I want to ask you, Sparky, do you think it was a mistake? Do you think they were supposed to dissolve it yesterday and somebody made a mistake and don't know the difference between dissolve and prorogue?
But you see, one problem I have, right? When I try to explain myself, that's why I have to beg the producer, don't cut my place. Let me exhale. Let me say something. Please don't push the button on me. What I'm saying is, see, you do this to me a lot of time. You do the talking, and when you ask me the question before I answer it, you cut me. Everybody said, why she cut you? She has to ask you the question, but I answer.
But that's why I cut you, because you ain't tried to answer it.
No, the other day, one fella come in to answer me, and then you all ain't give me a chance. The next thing you know, you're rowing Sparky for something smart, but you all ain't give me a chance to defend myself. You know what our biggest mistake was? Them two letters wasn't a mistake. The mistake was hiring the FLM. That's the biggest mistake.
Thank you. Okay, Sparky.
Now, hold on.
That's the biggest joke, man, Sparky. Oh, man, Sparky.
Wait, let me see what I got to say. So if you keep talking, then I can't talk.
Sparky, you can talk sense, man.
Okay, but let me talk sense now. I want y'all now. You know campaigning can be hot now. Please collect campaign contributions from Antoine, please. Because you know he's going on a serious campaign now.
Oh, yeah.
You all can't let him come on, Guardian, and do other campaigns.
No. We got to have a fee at the door. Yes, sir. Thank you.
You know, he can say the right honorable this and the right honorable that, the right honorable this and the right honorable that.
Yes, sir.
I hope you don't miss and say the right honorable Perry Christie again like last time.
Oh, look here. What type of...
Select from Antoine, please.
Thank you.
No free advertisement.
All right, Sparky.
All right.
Hey, caller, you're on the clock.
I call it Sparky and voice along with you, Aaron.
Good morning, Brayman. How you do?
Oh, thank God for what it is. Couple of things I want to say.
Yes.
Well, first I want to ask a question.
Yes.
The question is, knowing that the house had been prorogued, right? To Glenys Hannah Martin as any prerogative now to be leader of the PLP.
Okay, so now that the house is dissolved.
Right.
Right? Does she have the prerogative?
Right.
Well, I think she always had the prerogative. I think she always, always had it in her mind that she could lead the PLP. But now that the house is dissolved, does she have a chance to grasp leadership in the PLP in time for the next election? Now, that's another question.
That's my, that's the appropriate question. And I wish, they would allow her, to be leader of that party because she are the best person for it. Other than that, ain't nobody into the PLP. You see what I'm saying? Because the PLP, other than she being the leader, the PLP cannot take us any place.
Hey, look here.
Cannot take the Bahamas any place.
That's an interesting sentiment. I almost promised Glenys that he's going to kidnap her and the original PLP and take them to one island and start again.
Well, something needs to be done.
Thank you,
Brian, for your time.
Absolutely, absolutely. You see, we have another caller on the clock.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing this morning?
Good, thank you.
This is the day that the Lord has made, so let us rejoice and be glad in it. So we thank Him for life, we thank Him for health, and we thank Him for strength.
Absolutely.
Why couldn't this situation be dealt with yesterday?
That's what I...
Why is it that these people continue to play what you call chess games or mind... I don't know if you know how to play chess. Continue to play mind games with the average sensible thinking person.
It's worse.
Sparky spoke about that letter.
Mm-hmm.
Sparky, I saw that letter from yesterday, bro. Sir, with the greatest respect to you. And it just goes to show you that the persons within this government can leak out information. That could tell you they sick and tired of the government.
I hear you. That's one conclusion.
All of your ins and outs.
You broke up there.
Against you. It's a reason why I turn against you, Ms. Grant.
You broke up there for a second.
No, I'm saying
you. No, pause. Just pause. Pause. You broke up there for a second. When you came back on, you say you turned against me. I almost catch feelings. Pause. I got you. I got you. I got you.
I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
It's so sad that no one in this government, in particular, one of my friends I talked to, they didn't even know this was coming.
Yeah.
All right? They didn't even know this was coming. But I want to say this, Ms. Green, in closing, and I don't mind the person, because they just called my name. JJ, yeah. That's my good friend.
Yeah.
JJ, this is August. This is your last month of contract, so enjoy
okay.
it, my brother.
Okay. All right, do it.
All right.
We call it there. Listen, we got this problem in this town where we prioritize politics over governance. Over and over and over again. To the point where we can't tell the difference between politics and governance. For instance, the creation of the position of Deputy Prime Minister, an office that was not created by the Constitution. A bunch of callers on the line. Callers, hold for me. Let me just get to these texts dead quick. Well, good morning, Ms. Green. I guess the story is now conveniently off the Minister of Health and the healthcare workers. Things that make you go, Of course it can't be off them. We on day 7, right? This day 7 of the partial sick out. You think LOI Renwood Wells think we forget about him? You think he not sitting there waiting to figure out when he go resign? You think just because we're not talking about it right now, the pressure's off? The pressure can't be off. The pressure can't be off at all. There's no way that that's something. See, this is this thing about politics and governance, right? Like, we got to find the right balance because we can't let the politics distract us from the governance. Of course, we have not forgotten about LOI. Oh, no. Another text, it's the opening of the season for politicians to make promises they intend to break if elected. As a voter, I have the freedom to decide who I like lying to me the most. Democracy. Absolutely. Another text, as a matter of fact, if he ring the bell, and let's start at the beginning. Great show as usual. Why people think if the PM ring the bell within the next 60 seconds, all our social issues will disappear. I think they think it. If he ring the bell, 50% will still be broke, and COVID will still be around, and VATs will still be going up. In a matter of fact, if he ring the bell and he lose the election and brave his PM, 50% of us will still be broke. Our social issues will still be there, and COVID will still be going around, and VAT still going up. Arlington, let's go to the call line. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning.
I hope you're doing well.
Absolutely, sir.
So Ms. Green, in the last couple of days, we've had a number of murders.
Mm-hmm.
You think the commissioner ain't got something better to do? All this crime going on. You could be up and down, riding up and down, using the public's purse to do errands for the prime minister. All of these murders, the crime level is probably, homicide rate is probably at the highest, and you got to go to Parliament 4 times.
Yeah.
And I feel so sad for poor Cornelius. Oh, my God, Cornelius, you get blamed for everything. You get blamed for everything. But we know it ain't you, right?
Yeah.
And the other thing I want to say, Ms. Green, as we move on to this election season, I want Bahamians. I know we have a tendency to vote governments out and vote governments in. But, you know, we don't want the same thing as we did last time, as people did last time in voting,
mm-hmm.
you know, and where we have so much disparity between the two major parties.
A supermajority, yeah.
Yes. We don't need that. We need balance in Parliament. There are some good F&M MPs. I can speak for Mr. Cartwright, Shannon Owen Cartwright. So, you know, don't throw the baby out with the bath water.
Absolutely.
If you feel that your MP has done good for you, support him, irregardless of the fact that you may not like the party or the prime minister or
yeah.
whatever it is, right?
Yes.
But, you know, look at the individual.
And declare it and say why you're doing it.
Say why you do it. You know, yeah. just don't say, oh, I like you, but, you know, I mean, but I just want to get them out.
Yes.
Because we're going to end up with the same situation all over again.
Right. That particular political culture suits them, whether we believe it or not. That's why they like to say it's a two-party system and it can't be any different.
Right.
Because in their iteration of the two-party system, whether you the government or the opposition, you still a winner. A winner, winner, fancy chicken dinner. You still get perks. You still get paid.
We just need to have a more balanced parliament.
Absolutely. Thank you, caller.
October the 6th, when Parliament reconvenes, I would like to see a more balanced parliament. Where the voices of the people are not afraid that if I stand up, I'm not going to lose my post. I'm not going to lose my chairmanship or my whatnot.
Yes,
sir. I'm speaking on behalf of my constituency. Don't just say that you only know it's only a formality. You know you ain't really speaking on behalf of the constituents of your constituency.
Yes.
Thank you, Ms. Green.
Absolutely. Thank you. Now, you heard what that caller said. We got a couple months to figure out a new paradigm. And here's what I mean. Here's what he alluded to. He alluded to the fact that we typically vote out governments. And we don't focus in voting in policy and ideas, right? And so here's what we could do. We could strategize in a way. Like, did you know that although the F&M won a supermajority in the House, the popular vote was split closer to 60-40 F&M-PLP? Now, when you see those numbers, you realize that we can create a savvy and educated electorate that can vote in a way that prioritizes the constituency over the other parties. If constituents are willing to talk to each other over party colors and party lines. We say we need a new dispensation. That's my boy Jadina from Africa. Arlington, time to go to the phone line. Let's get another caller on the clock.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
How are you?
Thank God for life. It's you. Good morning.
Look here, leave your number with the producer from before you finish the call, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Okay. You want to take it?
No. You leave it with the producer.
Okay. All right.
Don't go. All right. Hey, how you do?
All right.
Okay, good, good.
That was quick.
Yeah, yeah, no, no.
Hey, yesterday, I said Commissioner Masih was so excited, you know, this is his time being commissioner. He break off running with the paper and even get the next paper from the Governor General to tell him when the people back. Then he come back this morning.
Yeah.
And dissolve the house. Sparky say, what this is, how you say it, a belch or something? How do you say it in the radio terms when you say when you pass when?
Oh, it's flatulence.
Flatulence.
Yes.
Yeah, it could be any one of them, you know. Tell me something. I don't know if you have a calendar close. You think from the 16th, from the date to the 16th of September, I shouldn't ask you if it's enough time. I should ask you if that's like 3 weeks away, plus maybe to have a general election. I hear people calling numbers, so just some people saying September 16th. I wonder if that's 3 weeks away, because they're saying they got to be back in Parliament by
October 6th. And you know they need at least a month to get the...
No, they don't do the month. No,
what I'm saying is from the election, they need plenty time to get themselves together.
Plenty time? You mean they go back to Parliament?
Yeah.
No, they have like a week or something. Then they go on vacation, you see.
But see, they need more time. Ah, they
then
need...
Then they go on vacation afterwards. But hey, listen to me. Whosoever be the government, by God be with them. By God, guess
what?
They can need it. They can need it. But whosoever be the next prime minister of the country, whosoever be the government, by, you know? And we just got to keep their foot to the fire in spite of us having political persuasion and stuff like that. So I'm ready to give the producer my number here.
Absolutely.
Ms. Green.
Yes.
You, I must tell you, you get the best show on the station.
Yeah, man, don't watch nothing today.
You get the best show. I wish you had 2 or 3 hours, but I mean, I can deal with this for right now. You see you and with the guy named who coming up.
Yeah,
man. I appreciate them letting that guy do the show the other day. What do you name? Chelly Moore?
Yeah.
Y'all keep up the good work, man.
Absolutely.
All right. I'm ready to give the...
Yeah, man, thank you. And here's what it is. It's that the shows work well. Why they seem like they're so good is because they work well in the family of shows, right? Because they fit in, and that's what it is. Because it can't be great without the other voices bolstering it up. I can read a couple more texts. Callers, don't go anywhere. I can read a couple more texts, and then I'm going to get back to you. There's plenty text here. A text says, leadership for anybody is decided at convention, and there will be no convention before election. Well, look at that. Look at that, Texter. There will be no convention before election. You see, I'm going to tell you how important that is. Because these politicians tend to, in their ignorance, and what I mean by ignorance is in their lack of political literacy, like in their lack of understanding about governance and politics at the governance level, they bring into the House of Assembly and into the cabinet these principles and these ideas that sort of work well at the party level, but don't align with constitutional provisions and principles at the governance level, right? And so imagine that you a party and you vying for leadership of the country, but you can't hold your own party constitution together. You can't follow your own party rules, and not following your rules has no implication within your party, but you want to try and convince me I should let you run my government, because here's what happens, and we've seen it happen. So you bring that same thing to government, and when there's a red tape or a technical issue, you say, oh, we don't have to worry about that, we's the government, that don't matter. That's just a small thing, ignoring the fact that thing was created, that mechanism was created for a definite purpose. Another text, does the emergency orders remain now that the House has been dissolved? Right, because I think they do because the emergency orders are issued by the executive, essentially. I think the CA is a product of the executive, and the executive remains. I stand to be corrected. Can the PM say, if you're not vaccinated, you can't vote, seeing that you have to line up to vote? Well, I tell you what, the Minister of Health indicated in his response to calls for clarity around statements addressing vaccinations and entry to schools. The Minister of Health indicated emphatically that no person in the country has been mandated to take a vaccine. So I cannot imagine that there will be a mandatory vaccination protocol for voting. Can't imagine it. It ain't gonna happen. Oh, it ain't gonna happen. Arlington, let's get to the phone line. Caller, you are on the clock. Thanks for holding.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. How
are
you doing?
I am good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just like to touch on the sentiments of the previous text on point. there's a couple of things we as the Bahamian electorate have to consider, saying that the paradigm is changing so rapidly in front of us unexpectedly. Firstly, the issues that the social issues and ills that we have and have been, been burdened with for quite some time, mm-hmm. that does not go away with the introduction or the possible introduction of a new electoral.
Still there, caller? Lights flashing, but it seems the line has gone dead. Caller, please call back. Please call back. Let us continue that conversation. I'm going to get to these texts and then throw out some more of my own thoughts. Aaron, throw the baby out with the bath water. I throw in away the whole tub. They allowed ministers to do fools, so vote out all. Even Cartwright, goodbye, F&M, get lost. Cartwright, what that boy is saying is that he thinks that you are doing a stellar job, but you still may have to go with these boy them. Because y'all like ants. One of y'all ants is be opening the back door to let the other ants in. And on that note, Mr. Cartwright, while you are doing a good job, I think that's noted by people in your constituency and people looking at your work through beaches and parks, I want to ask these three very quick questions about Montague Beach and Park. Why do people need to park their cars immediately, like right next to the bench they're sitting on? Because more often than not, that car is parked in the park where the children want to be. I need you to know that it's a park for children, not a park for parking cars. And I could understand why you may have gotten confused. Now, I have a feeling, I ain't mad at you. It's probably a security issue. Like you want to be close to your car because you may have experienced a break-in, right? Here's what we have to do. We have to call the police. That's their job. Or better yet, we're going to write a petition with all of the people because it's a beautiful community spot. By them is play dominoes and backgammon, which are great mind skill games, right? Like this means they ain't just doing foolishness. They training their brains. They got the Solar Bear Club. That's all them brave, brave, brave old people that is going to water 5 a.m. in the morning and 4:30. Well, not 4:30. 5:15 in the morning after the curfew when it's dead cold. Right, there's a great community space, so maybe we could partner with one Montague Place and ensure that there are security cameras and proper police presence in the area. Let me tell you why. Because children use the park. Simple. Children want to be in the park, and parents want their children to be in the park without worrying about cars driving around. And I swear, if another person tell me children should watch out for cars on the park, on the grass, no, that's not their job. Please, children are poor. They ain't got no money. They can't choose to go to the movies. They can't choose to go, right, spend money somewhere else. Let them enjoy the park. Also, has the park become a rest stop for ATVs and ATV tours? I know you're on a hustle. But it can't be the place where you bring your ATVs to park, not the place where children is hang out. I see we got a caller that is coming on the line in a second. We'll get to you in a second, caller. Another text here says, Aaron, I've been saying this for years. All of the constituents need to decide who they think should win each seat so that the power distribution will not put the majority of power in any one party's hands. This ensures a better chance of democracy and more representation in the House for the people's voices to be heard. Yes, right? That is a great idea. What we need to do is shift the political culture. These boy have convinced us that we can't do anything without them. They've convinced their own party members that they can't do anything without being in the House, even. And I say that to the great and mighty PLP, trying to tell me you can't organize a temporary employment program because you're not in power. I don't think that makes sense. Another text, Ms. Green, you... Oh, okay, ooh. You know, most of us voting for the MP who could give us that so-called good government job. People want to be an essential worker. Mrs. Green, you are a Bahamian. We don't flatulate. Let me show you something. Yes, I'm a Bahamian. But I am conflicted. As soon as I read the word, my mother pinched me. I could feel my mother pinching me. I'm not allowed to say that word. And it ain't a bad word, you know. I just don't think that word is appropriate for radio. And so for henceforth, we shall use the word flatulence. That is the correct word. Another text. Aaron and the Bahamas, good morning. Now that the police commissioner has done his duties as provost marshal, we the voters are waiting to do our bidding. The house has been dissolved. And some folks still running on with silly remarks. Yes, indeed, they are. It is our time. It is our time, and we don't have a lot of time left either. It is time for us to strategize. Arlington, I see we got caller. Hey, let's get to the first caller. Caller, you're on the clock.
Yes, sir. Good morning to us.
Good morning.
Sir, what I'd like to ask you is, right?
Yes.
What's your mandate the next?
Was
because
my personal mandate?
No.
Oh, you're breaking up.
I said it's my mandate.
Caller, I need you to hang up and call back. You're breaking up entirely, and I want to hear what you're saying. Trust me. Call me back.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
What I'm saying now, right?
Yeah.
What is your mandate for the next government? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's too late. You know, because we never asked them for a mandate.
Oh, no, I asked them. I can tell you.
So can you please articulate your mandate? Because.
Okay, you ready?
You know,
here's what I need from the next government, right?
I
need a government that can show me how to balance the obligation between constitution and country with party and PM and cabinet and constituents.
Well, they need to say that they're going to do that for you. So what else?
I need a party that can show me the mechanisms that they will use for consultation with the people on major issues. Like they need to, before I can even think about you, you need to show me the process with which you will introduce an idea to the public, bring it to civil society and the wider public, bring it to the House, the process of consultation. And in the conversation, me and you, my candidate, or whoever I'm talking to, it's in that conversation right there, I could tell whether you are able to bring that mandate.
It's too late for that because they never answered them. That never come under them or get a mandate for you and them.
Boy, look here. And
my question is, what's the mandate for the poor people?
Well, look here. Let me tell you what the mandate for the poor people is. The mandate for the poor people has to be this, right? Listen, the mandate for the poor people has to be this, that the government has to commit to creating economic reform. No more charity, no more propping up people who promise to make donations. They need to commit to economic reform, real regulatory frameworks for businesses, economics, and finance. And they need to ensure a public-private partnership to create oversight mechanisms to manage both public and private, to manage oversight, right, of those regulations.
See what I'm saying, right, Ms. Green? That's too complicated.
No!
Something as simple as legislating a livable wage, that should
no,
be the
because,
first thing.
Right, because, no, but
housing,
here,
that should be the second.
Okay, pause, right there, the livable wage situation, and then we got to go. Here's what the thing is. A livable wage is a real construct, right? But in our particular dynamic, the problem isn't the wage. The problem is that we've been in an energy crisis for 30-plus years. Nobody wants to acknowledge it. And the prices of everything are driven up by the ridiculous electricity costs that have only barely begun to be brought down in this last decade. And then they put a fuel surcharge on it.
It shouldn't be no excuse. It's time for the poor people. It always been the middle class and the rich people time. They always come with excuses.
It ain't no, I didn't give you an excuse just now. I told you what the problem is. It's time for poor people to organize and stop relying on people who call them poor for assistance.
You see, the problem is they're not unionized.
That's
the problem.
Thank you, Carl. I got to go.
They're not unionized.
Thank you. No, blessings to you and thank you for the fire you bring. They need to strategize. They're not unionized. And they keep turning to people for help, but the people they keep turning to are the people who say poor people must die so mediocre people could live their best life. They're the people who refuse to acknowledge that poor people rely on them doing their jobs for their survival. And it's only those type of people who could play with your governance and not take every effort to ensure that all of the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted before they begin the process of proroguing or dissolving Parliament. Now, I got a couple more texts, and I'm going to get to you, caller. We still got a few more minutes. Also, parks are not hotel rooms, so refrain from, yeah. Yes. Parks are public spaces. Please stop doing things that people do in private in parks, like urinating. Another text, Aaron, I know Minnis was going to take the quickest and easiest way out because the stress is too much for him and he cannot rally or sally nobody. Aaron, he just tried to flam us to an easy, quick win, or he just had enough and he fired himself. Such an easy distraction. Good morning. So, Aaron, if election is called, the emergency order still stands. Good show. I think it does, because the emergency orders emanates from the executive. Now, the question is, can they be changed or altered without Parliament being called back, right? That's the question. Another text, Ms. Green, the minimum wage may not be a problem for you, but it's a problem for too many in this country. Inflation along with the minimum wage is our problem. Speak for yourself. Their text, the listening is the major problem. I didn't say that the minimum wage wasn't a problem. What I'm saying is that the living wage construct is not the issue here. The issue here is that we have an energy crisis. And people have been, we have an energy crisis. We've been paying too much money for energy. And at the same time, people are being paid to produce energy like they were doing a good job at it. The cost of everything has been driven up by the cost of electricity. The cost of electricity has been driven up by malfeasance and corruption. Malfeasance and corruption and incompetence has driven your electricity costs into a crisis mode for a couple decades. And now everything is overinflated. And that's why you can't afford to live on your wage. Your wage is basically about right for what we produce, because we don't produce nothing. But the cost of electricity and the fact that we had this massive drug culture where people were buying things they couldn't afford and nobody wanted to adjust the economy for the fact that it was a false economy. It's a narco economy. Arlington, let's get to these callers as we close out the show. Good morning, caller. You on the clock.
Good morning, Aaron Green.
Good morning.
Are you still viable?
Boy, I don't know. I run hard just now. I may not be viable.
I might have to run out on you because you say get the country right. I agree with you. But you, the producer, got Gary right too, because I tell him cell phone, call him a half an hour ago. All my data going. Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. It's sad how Minister into that election date. Like he said he could do, right? But mm-hmm. he got to understand something about Bahamian people. We can wait. You understand me? So now that he dissolved the house, we can turn it around on him. He mm-hmm. had to call the election day, but he had to call the deep own for a political demise. That's what he did. He called that the own set. We can wait on the rest of it. Until Paul rules, goodbye to start cleaning out the draw. Because he came in minutes too. Thanks for taking my call.
You are welcome, caller. Let's lost that other call. Okay, we got a few minutes left before the show ends. So you still got time to tell me what you think. Another text said, hey, Ms. Green, great show. With the dissolution of Parliament, this means the executive of the PM and cabinet has been resolved. And as such, the executive should follow as the Commissioner of Police and the GG. So I believe the state of emergency still stands, but I'm not sure who is now the competent authority, and we have no PM. I can't confirm that. Thank you. And I'm sure throughout the day, our hosts are going to bring the legal experts and the facts into the discussion. But this is it. This is why we need to be teaching civics in school. This is why we need, in fact, like for me, this is why we need more popular culture that focuses on things like history and culture, right? So we need more television shows. Maybe they are game shows, right? Maybe they are reality shows where people compete on in general knowledge and local knowledge competitions. Because I am ashamed, I should be like an expert, right? I should know this thing and be able to speak to you like an expert. And I still have a lot of reading and confirming to do before I could get on the air and, you know, say some things with authority. But I tell you what I am interested in. Here's what I am very interested in, right? Like, this is pure entertainment. The pierogin, the wrong date, you come back and then you dissolve it. But here's what's interesting to me. Whether it was a pierogment or it's a disillusion, I think what it means is that all those bills that were tabled, all the reports, all the business that was being attended to, all of that disappears now, right? Question mark. I know we had the end of the show. Maybe somebody could text in or call in and let me know. But I think as far as I know, that all disappears now, right? Everything that was tabled, everything on the agenda is no more. And what does that mean? Right? What does that mean? Why did you prorogue and then dissolve the House if it meant that you left all of this unfinished business behind? And why you didn't tell us? Like, I am sure that people who have been committed to the public discussion around the liberalization and legalization of marijuana or cannabis want to know, well, what are the next steps forward? Did we just spend millions of dollars? I sure we spent about like $2 million maybe, constituting a board, putting together meetings and sessions, printing out documents, enabling people to go travel to meetings and thing, and then everything finish? I don't know. I just don't know if it make any sense. And here's the best part. What about all of those reports? What about all of those reports that were tabled? What happens to them? So hopefully in the next couple of days, by Monday, I can find me some legal experts that could help me understand better the implications of these decisions, right? What happens to all of the reports and bills that were tabled before the House was dissolved? And what does this mean for the conversation about, from the Auditor General, about beneficial ownership and accessing that information for the purpose of the state of emergency reporting? That is very important to me. I have another text here. Quickly as we end the show. Hi, great show. Does this mean 39 MPs would not receive salary next month? Well then, I think they're going to get paid. In the preamble of the Constitution, no man shall be deprived of their labor. Now, if only we could get them to do some labor, then it would fit. Another text. Aaron, from my understanding, the emergency orders were set to expire on the 13th of this month. As far as I know, I'm not sure if it was renewed. It was renewed. Can you confirm if Parliament did indeed vote to extend it, and if so, for how long? So it has been renewed, and don't mind how long they extended it for. Just know that when they come back to the House, they're going to unextend it. Because I don't know how we're going to have an election in a state of emergency. Because I would hate to think that you would think that you could breach any of my rights as they pertain to my ability to vote and participate in governance. See, all of these questions have to be answered. They have to be asked, and they have to be answered. Another text here, Aaron, I think the governor is in charge. There's no more executive branch. Is the competent authority in charge? That's what we need to know. This is a constitutional quagmire. I agree. Morning, Ms. Green. Hubert Minnis should have never been prime minister. He is a disgrace. I wouldn't go as far as to say that, but he got plenty to answer to, and ain't no NPO gonna do it this time. And no, you're heading east and now you're going west. It ain't going to cut it, sir. Arlington, you got this last call. Caller, I'm asking my producer to pick you up, but we got 15 seconds. You're on the clock.
Hey, Aaron, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Great. Everybody talking about the emergency orders and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of which government be in, if it's the FNM or the PLP, we still have to have emergency orders. It's not like everything is going to be free and everything is going to be open and all
yeah.
of that. You're still going to have emergency orders.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Or the country will die.
Right. And I prefer, in this temporary state for right now, I prefer the emergency orders over entrenching anything into ordinary legislation. I got to go. It's a great day. Thank you, caller. We are out of time. I just want to say congratulations to Tiffany Hanna of Wagner University for being nominated for the 2021 NCAA Woman of the Year. Anyway, have a great day, Bahamas. The press conference is coming up next, and Levon Miller and Unleashed is after that. Have a great day.
We live in a vibrant parliamentary democracy secured by our founders for the promotion of the common good and the general welfare. Our rich democratic heritage includes free and fair elections through which the people choose their representatives. Earlier today, Parliament was dissolved. It is time for you, the people, to choose who you will elect to form the next government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. For the past year and a half, we have battled the COVID-19 pandemic together. This is the worst public health crisis in our modern history. This deadly virus has killed millions of people around the world and made hundreds of millions of others sick. Here at home, many of our loved ones have died or fallen ill. You have worked with my government and the public health team, abiding by the rules and doing your best to help to protect lives and livelihoods. I thank you for partnering with us on this difficult journey. Dear fellow Bahamians, on Wednesday, August 11th, I announced in the House of Assembly that the United States of America donated 397,000 doses of the Pfizer vaccine to the Bahamas. We received 128,000 of those doses the following day. The Bahamas received earlier today 38,400 doses of the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine. These doses are in addition to the AstraZeneca vaccines we received over the past few months. In total, including doses received and those arriving in the country weeks, the Bahamas was able to secure well in excess of 550,000 doses of the life-saving vaccines. We can now vaccinate ourselves out of the emergency phase of the pandemic. This does not mean the pandemic will quickly go away. Indeed, the pandemic will continue for some time around the world with the risk of other variants. We will, for a time, still have to abide by common sense public health measures, such as wearing masks. My government has provided for public consultation a draft of new legislation to replace the emergency orders. The emergency orders will end on Saturday, November 13th, 2021. Although there has been progress in securing vaccines, we still face challenging times in the short term due to the current surge in cases. Much of the world is battling increased cases due to the Delta variant. My government is spending more than $7 million on public health resources to help battle this wave. This includes creating more beds and spaces to treat those who are ill, as well as bringing more healthcare and medical personnel. My sympathies and prayers go out to all who have lost loved ones to this terrible virus. Let us all remember to keep abiding by the public health measures to definitively defeat this surge. Dr. Merceline Dahl Regis chairs our National COVID-19 Vaccine Consultative Committee. This past Sunday, August 15th, Dr. Dahl Regis indicated that the country hoped to fully vaccinate 60,000 Bahamians over the next 6 weeks. I am encouraged by the high number of people coming forward to get vaccinated. With our new supply and you doing your part taking the shots, we are beginning the process to end the emergency phase of the pandemic. Our goal is for the Bahamas to be one of the most vaccinated small island developing countries in the world. Dear fellow Bahamians, as a result of our country reaching the goal of securing the vaccines we need, it is now time for the Bahamian people to choose who they want to lead them as we move towards vaccinating every Bahamian who wishes to be vaccinated. Your next government will have key decisions to make in enacting post-pandemic public health legislation. Your next government will have to make other key decisions to build on the robust economic growth started on our watch. Your next government will have to make important decisions on rebuilding and renewing a post-COVID-19 Bahamas. A new mandate is needed to ensure that a government is in place to do this difficult work over the long term as we are reaching a critical turning point in the pandemic. I have advised the Governor General to issue the writs of election, which will be held on Thursday, the 16th of September, 2021. We have a long tradition of peaceful elections. Let us continue that proud tradition. We must discuss the issues rigorously and peacefully, contrasting our various visions for the country. In our democratic tradition, the people rule. Your collective wisdom will decide our way forward. Your collective wisdom will decide our shared future. All political parties should conduct their campaigns in keeping with public health guidelines. May God continue to bless and guide our Bahamas. Thank you for listening. Good afternoon.